UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said today that almost $500 million has now been pledged for victims of the tsunami in southern Asia. And the Bush administration said it would support an international donors conference proposed by European governments. NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says the tsunami relief effort is an opportunity for the U.S. to rebuild its image abroad.
The tsunami is a uniquely nonpartisan event. The monitoring system for nuclear test explosions might conceivably have detected the tectonic collision that produced that surge of waters. But the general consensus is that, unlike global warming or air pollution, there is no group or party to blame for the tsunami. So there are no political points to be scored over the Asian catastrophe. And that presents a rare opportunity to rise above politics, above ideology, above denomination, to show a doubting world what America is really made of. The early signals are mixed. If it took President Bush 7 minutes in a Florida schoolroom to respond to 9/11, it took him 3 days on his ranch in Texas to respond publicly to 1226. But it is only fair to note that the magnitude of this disaster, engulfing faraway places, was even harder to grasp. It would take time before the tough guy lexicon of shock and awe would yield to the new Bush lexicon of loss and grief to the world. So it was that the administration's initial gesture of $15 million in aid, criticized by a UN official as stingy, was quickly revised to $35 million. For hurricane relief mainly in Florida, Congress allotted $13 billion. But then Sri Lankans don't vote in Florida. The measure of America's capacity for nonpartisan response will not be known before the new Congress convenes in January. Senator Patrick Leahy, ranking Democrat on the Foreign Operations Subcommittee, said from his home in Vermont that the $35 million pledge was laughable. He said, "We spend $35 million before breakfast in Iraq." But that sounds like old-style partisan reflex. It remains to be seen whether politicians can respond to this rare opportunity to rise above politics. President Bush says he has spoken to the leaders of Sri Lanka, India, Indonesia, and Thailand and told them that we are only at the beginning of our help. He and the whole political structure of this country will have ample opportunity to deliver on that promise and give the world a new image of America. This is Daniel Shore.